AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. It's no longer a search and rescue effort. It's now a search and recovery. Nearly 2 weeks after a 12-story condo building collapsed near Miami, 46 people are known dead, another 94 others still missing. Earlier today, Miami-Dade County Fire Chief Alan Comiskey was asked by an AP reporter,
"Have you seen any indication from any of the bodies that have been recovered so far that any of them survived the initial collapse?"
No, we have not.
President Biden visits a community college outside Chicago to bolster support for a plan to invest in childcare, healthcare, education, and other important aspects of everyday life, what Biden calls human infrastructure.
Those of you who are moms, depending on what in here, depending on what your income is, you know, you're about to get a big check. No, not a joke.
Republicans are opposed to the plan. Search is underway for the gunman who shot and killed Haiti's president and wounded his wife.
Jovenel Moïse was shot and killed in his home. U.S. Ambassador to Haiti, Beauchede Edmond, says it's the work of mercenaries.
This horrible act was carried out by well-trained professional killers, commandos. They were speaking Spanish.
Moïse had no political experience before becoming president, campaigning under the nickname Banana Man. He was a banana producer. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph is now in charge in Haiti. He told the AP he delivered a message to the people.
I asked them to keep calm, that everything is under control. And I also declare a state of emergency.
Haiti grew more unstable under Moïse's watch. Critics accused him of growing increasingly authoritarian. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Terre Haute, Indiana police officer has been shot and killed outside a federal office building in the city. Suspect has been taken to a hospital with serious injuries. This is AP News. Ads for more than 9 million jobs were posted. AP's Mike Hempen has this.
U.S. employers posted a record number of jobs in May for the second straight month as the rapidly rebounding economy generates an intense demand for workers. The Labor Department says the number of available jobs on May 31st was 9,210,000. That's an increase of about 20,000 from April, and the most since records began in December 2000. The report also says the number of people quitting their jobs dropped in May from a record high in April, but remains elevated. And the percentage of workers getting laid off in May dropped to a record low. Mike Hemp in Washington.
An update across the board on Wall Street. The Dow gaining 104 points, the NASDAQ up 24, S&P 500 closed up 14. England is in the Euro 2020 soccer final with a 2-1 extra time win over Denmark. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.